As an adult, having an everyday job feels easier when you have someone you can depend on. Good thing Globe Prepaid offers Go Plus promos where you can choose the data that you want, and with Go Plus 99 Go Work promo, accomplishing all your work tasks becomes so much easier. With a total of 16 gig of data, you can now have 8 gig of data for all sites to do what you need to do, and 8 gig of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you can also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143 # on your phone to access all the apps that you would need to make your work life more efficient. Start your working hours with enthusiasm and end it with efficiency with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99 Go Work.
Podcast Network Asia.
The content that I post now, it's not really for me, but it's for others. And I also personally benefit from it because it gives me a lot of motivation to consistently learn.
Welcome back to Mishconceptions. Today's topic is all about insecurities and building your confidence. If you think about it, there isn't a person amongst us who doesn't really have insecurities, right? Some of us are just better at dealing with them or perhaps even hiding them. We worry what other people think about us. We worry if we're good looking enough. We worry that we're not doing all that we should be doing, or we worry that we'll fail. We'll worry that people will find out that we're a fraud, you know, imposter syndrome right? So we worry that we're too fat, or maybe that other person will not like us. There's so much things that we worry about. And let's not even add social media to that equation. The question is, how do we overcome these insecurities? So today I invited a very good friend of mine and also a popular TikToker and influencer, Yen Ipapo. Hi, Yen!
Hi, Mish. Thank you so much for having me on your wonderful podcast. I'm super excited about our conversation because your intro was really good. And I'm so excited to talk about it because not a lot of people talk about it. You know, yeah. We all look like we're confident and we're living our lives, social media, et cetera, in comparison. So happy to be here.
Correct. I like that you pointed that out because there's this facade talaga in the social media that not a lot of people see, right? Because sino ba yung gusto maglagay sa social media that, hey, I'm feeling down today. Hey, I failed today. It's not common. So that's something we really want to discuss today. So my first question for you, Yen, since this is a misconception podcast, what is a common misconception about insecurities for you?
Personally, I feel like this is something that I didn't realize until towards the end of college, or like mid to end of college. It's so easy for us to compare ourselves to others. And before, I would see these people who were extremely confident and they had such great friends. It seemed like they were so well off. They had no problems. They were popular. Everybody liked them, always smiling, and everyone was always approaching them. And to me, I would always think to myself, wow, they're so lucky, you know? And I was like, how come I don't have that? I would pinpoint everything that these sort of people have that I would come across in school or in life. And a part of me would be very jealous, honestly. And at that point, I just wanted to be like them. So I tried to just smile often, and even if I wasn't feeling it, I just really wanted to have what they had, because I thought, and this is the misconception, that those people who were projecting so much optimism and joy were living perfect lives, were completely content with themselves and had no insecurities. I thought that those kinds of people have already solved that issue, when in fact, I became that person who was projecting so much joy and optimism, and the people around me would ask, how are you like that? Yeah. But I was just projecting the same thing that these people were projecting. You know, we're happy sometimes, but then many times we're not happy, we would still project that because we don't want to be the underdogs, or we don't want people to feel bad about us, or we want people to like us more. Correct. So that would be my misconception.
You know, that's true. I am guilty about it, and I know I should be more conscious because precisely, right, people see us differently only through the screens or how we want to project ourselves. There are times I'm down or I'm just really tired, but then I have this, what I call game face on. So when, you know, when I host a program or I go into a podcast recording, even though I'm like super tired that day, I need to be like, you know, professional, and I have to be happy, I have to be energetic, and I have to go like, hi guys, welcome back, you know, all those things, right? But deep down, you know, you're super tired. And thank you for sharing that, you know, that experience of yours. Have you suffered through insecurities before, apart from this, or is there anything you wish you had more confidence on, you know?
Honestly, I made this TikTok video a couple days ago and I posted it today, and I spoke about how, you know, I was talking to the viewer, you know exactly what you're capable of. You know exactly what you're capable of and how much potential you have. All you have to do is be willing to sacrifice the things and people in your life, everything that is hindering you from attaining that success. And personally, when I read that years ago, I thought to myself, wow, I can be what I want to be because I have this vision, my little girl vision. You know, I've been dreaming of doing what I'm doing right now since I was a little girl. When I was being bullied, I was like, oh, Lord, one day, please let me use my story. Please let millions of people hear what I have to say. And, you know, for some reason, thank God, I was able to share what I wanted to share about my story, about bullying, about depression, etc. But I feel like I could have started a while back ago. When I was in college, especially during the very beginning, we would take these pictures for organizations.
Yeah.
And I would always think, oh my gosh, I'm so fat. And I would say, like, I'm so ugly. But looking back at those pictures now, I feel like I was skinnier than I was now.
Yes.
I feel like my skin was clear. You know, like, I should have just been confident. Like, I had it all, you know, so young and youthful. We're still young, but you know what I mean? When you look back at it, wait a second, I'm not fat. I wasn't fat that time. Yes. Why was I so insecure? And so I didn't audition for many things I could have auditioned for. And I didn't mingle as much as I should have mingled when I was still in that phase of my life. So that would probably be one of my regrets. It's just letting the insecurity hinder me from trying. But I mean, we're okay now. We did okay-ish. Yes.
Definitely.
We're pretty okay.
Yes. You know, it's funny that you shared that because I was cleaning through all the old smartphones that I had back in high school and college. And while I was looking through them, I saw old photos of me. And gosh, I look so thin and so skinny back then, like exactly what you said. But I clearly recall at that point in time, I felt so fat.
Yeah.
So I could totally relate. Like when you were saying that, I was like, yeah, I do. So I guess it's also a lesson for us, right? Like at this point in time, we may be feeling insecure about something that we think, maybe you could think we're fat, we're not smart enough, or we're not good enough. But years down the line, when we look back,
I know,
we'll be surprised, right?
We're so beautiful pala right now.
Yes.
And we just feel insecure every now and then. That reminds me of a video I made, I feel like a month ago now. I said, this is the youngest you'll ever be. This moment right now, as you're watching this video, this is the youngest you'll ever be. You know what I mean? Like this very moment, it's one of the greatest moments that we'll ever have in our lives, but we won't be able to appreciate it until it's in the past.
Correct.
So it really puts things into perspective. We should take a picture later and then so we can reminisce 30 years from now. Wow, we were so beautiful.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I like that you mentioned those things, and clearly there's a lot of things that we should be thankful for and how confident we are compared to how we were back then.
Yeah.
But there are still, you know, some things that we are not as confident about right now.
Mm.
What do you think are the major reasons which contribute to lowering a person's self-esteem or self-confidence?
Comparison. So comparison is the thief of joy. I'm pretty sure some philosopher mentioned this years and years and years ago. And this really stuck to me because when I started creating mindset content on TikTok and, you know, self-improvement content, I really wanted to talk about this quote that sort of changed my life somehow once I've learned how to integrate it into my life. So it's from Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. Mm-hmm. And he said, watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Mm-hmm. And, you know, during that time of, in my life during college, I was just looking for some sort of quote because I had this very strict professor that was incredibly difficult to please. And I thought, wow, this quote is incredibly applicable to whatever we're talking about in class, which was social media, communications, etc. Yeah. And I kept using that quote in all of my projects. So if you're listening right now and you're a student, go ahead, use that quote for all your projects. It's relatable to almost everything. And, you know, in my speeches and presentations. And then eventually I just started integrating it into my life and I stopped following people on social media who weren't benefiting me. Mm-hmm. I realized that I was consuming so much content that forced me to compare myself to these people. And don't get me wrong, there are a lot of amazing celebrities and influencers who can inspire you, the listener, and you know us, Mitch, to become better people, healthier, happier, and help others as well. But there are just some people, and it might not even be their fault. In your subconscious, you just kind of automatically compare yourselves to them and you can't help but be jealous. And so when I became aware of that, I was like, okay, I have to do this for myself. I have to select the people who I think can inspire me and help educate me and just cut out the people who have no purpose in my life. And the same thing goes with friends. I used to have friends before, quote unquote friends, who kind of were helping me lean towards the comparative side and the yeah. ungrateful side. You know, I actually didn't realize that I was surrounding myself with relatively materialistic people who would also judge people out loud.
Yeah.
And I stayed with those friends, quote unquote friends, because they made me feel good about myself.
Yeah.
So I stayed with them even though I knew that their behavior was wrong. And when I also decided to cut out those negative people in my life who served no purpose, I gained the sense of clarity and, you know, it was more natural for me to pursue what I wanted, which is really to be of service to God and to others and to just work on myself. So that's when I started going to the gym by myself. I started hearing mass by myself. I went and prayed by myself. I went really early to school and sat on the bench and just meditated using the Calm app. And I didn't tell anyone about this because I was rediscovering who my new friends were. So it was really, I was all alone at that time. So that's that.
No, that's a really good example. And thanks for sharing that experience because comparison really is a thief of joy. Like what you said, the root cause of, you know, the jealousy that we're feeling or the feeling that we're not enough is really coming off from us thinking that other people had it better than us, right? Because yeah. you see it in social media, you see it and based on what they're telling you. I even had an episode about, you know, salary, and the headhunter was saying a lot of the people fake their salary just to feel better, for them to feel better. And that's just causing the other person to feel insecure, right? So it's not just about how we look. It's not about, you know, what we do. It's even about money. All aspects of our lives, there's room for us to be insecure about just because there's a comparison that we are benchmarking ourselves with, right? So I like that you also mentioned social media. And I know you're very, very active in TikTok, and I really admire, you know, how you keep things together, knowing that, you know, social media is really a double-edged sword. It partly affects how a person perceives himself or herself. Sometimes people get even swayed, you know, to how people should project themselves on social media just because that's the quote and unquote norm, right? So due to the fact that social media tends to set a specific standard of what is and what is not accepted, which in turn make a person feel more insecure. For you, how do you, how do you post on social media more responsibly and as an influencer? You know, how do you take that power and use it responsibly as well?
That's a really good question. You know, before I directly answer your question, I just kind of wanted to touch on something you mentioned earlier, you said that when you were hosting and, you know, you would be extremely tired, but you need to have your game face on because it's your job. You know, you have to project that energy because it's a part of your, it's really your job and how we make money and how we live. And this is something that I actually haven't shared publicly. And I don't even think I mentioned this to some of my close friends because I kind of just put it behind me. But I hosted for Comelec and TikTok. And I would say an hour or less than an hour before hosting for Comelec with the legit people, you know, the people from the government, I cried. Like, I was like, because we had rehearsals. And then I think something triggered me or I was going through something at the time. And then I cried and I was like, oh no, like my makeup and my eyes are going to be so puffy. And we only have a lunch break before I go live on TikTok with all of these professionals and I have to host. So I had to suck it up and put my game face on. But that's something that people wouldn't know. Yeah. People would be like, wow, that girl we went to college with, she's like hosting for TikTok now. And she's doing Comelec now. And, you know, like she has her whole life together and it's really like game time for her. And honestly, I'm so incredibly grateful that for my age and with the experiences that God allowed me to have, including the negative experiences, it really helped shape me. And that's why I get to do what I do. But at the same time, it's so important for me to share that I still have breakdowns. I just won't share it because I look ugly. I look really ugly when I cry. Some people don't look ugly when they cry. I look really ugly.
Like, I think I do. I think I look ugly when I cry.
Yeah,
I do.
It's just like a tear and then it's they just go like that. Mine is like really like sipo. Like, so imagine right before Comelec, I'm like, God, please help me to stop. And I'm just like trying to fix my eyes. So during the hosting, actually my eyes were super puffy and I told myself after that, I'm never going to cry before hosting. Anyway, so that's a fun little secret that's not a secret anymore.
Thank you. Do you work more than 8 hours a day? With meetings from day and night? Well, Globe Prepaid has got your back. With Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99, for just 99 pesos, you can now work from Monday to Sunday with ease. Break free from your stress and start working efficiently as you utilize all the apps that you need to make your work more efficient. With a total of 16 gig of data, you can now have 8 gig of all sites to do what you need and 8 gig of data for apps that you love through Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 with GoWork promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143 # on your phone to access all the apps that you would need to make your work life more efficient. With Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 and other GoPlus offers, you can break free and be your own boss.
Okay, I remember why I really like this question. Before, when I started TikTok, I wanted for it to become what it is right now. But I mean, I feel like you really can't imagine it until it happens that you would blow up consistently until you amass this following and it becomes a huge part of your life. And that's what happened with me. It was when I started posting fitness content and I realized that a lot of the people messaging me were telling me how inspired they were because I posted one of my first few viral videos was my weight loss video, how I, you know, jump roped my way into a healthy body again. And a lot of young girls would message me expressing their concern and telling me about how their family members would ridicule them for their weight or how their ex-boyfriend broke up with them because they were getting fat. And a lot of these people were so much younger than me and a lot of these were girls. And so I realized that I had to be of service. You know, the content that I post now, it's not really for me, but it's for others. And I also personally benefit from it because it gives me a lot of motivation to consistently learn. So I read up a lot on psychology and I read up a lot on other people's inspirational stories that I could share with others with my voice. What I realized when I started blowing up was that I had a voice that people wanted to listen to. And yes. This isn't something that people commended me for in college or when I was in school. I wasn't really commended for it, except for my one professor. And I was still with my toxic friends at the time. And I felt very flattered that my this professor, my economics professor, would compliment me. And he would say, "Julianne, you have such a pleasant voice. Can you teach the class today?" Well, thankfully, I enjoyed economics. So I did actually end up teaching the class, like a few sessions. But my friends would tell me, "Our professor's such a creep. I think he has a crush on you." So it was bombarding my head instead of being grateful and flattered for the compliment that my professor was giving to me. Instead, I was like, "Oh yeah, I shouldn't talk to him so much because that is creepy." You know, negative I allowed thoughts, their opinion. Yeah. I allowed their opinions to get to me. But then eventually only that one professor commended me for my voice. And then eventually, you know, I started posting videos and I got like thousands of comments of people saying, "You could sell me anything with your voice." And yes. So I was like, what do I want to use this voice for? And ever since, you know, my self-improvement journey, I've always just wanted to spread love. And it's not even necessarily, it doesn't have to be a religious kind of spread love, but it's just love for everybody, you know, love for God, love for people, and just forgiveness and humility. And those things, just, I feel so gravitated towards them that, you know, some people are kind of weirded out. A lot of old people, sorry for the old people, a lot of older people.
Yeah.
You know, 40s, etc., they would tell me, "Why do you like talking about these things? These are like very deep concepts. Why do I like talking about the mind and mindset and forgiveness and how we are all connected despite the differences in our religions?" And it's because when I experienced depression in my life, and like I said to you earlier, when I started my self-improvement journey, I deepened my connection with God. And even though growing up, I already feel like I had a strong faith, it just got so much more deeper. I feel like I'm exposing so much of my secrets. I actually thought of becoming a nun before. Like, I, it's so weird.
You told me about this. You did in one of our conversations. I forgot when, but you did tell, you told me about this. And I was so shocked. I'm like, your voice is so soothing though.
Thank you.
This podcast industry is really where I imagine you to be, among other things, right? But I recall the first time I kind of met you, quote unquote, because that was through Clubhouse, right? Yeah. And Alex. So when he introduced you, I was like, wow, her voice sounds so nice. I wish I had her voice. You know, because for the longest time, I've been insecure about my voice. So I really cringe whenever I hear myself on a recorded, any recording in general. Really? So imagine the struggle in starting this whole thing. Because I have to listen to my voice over and over again and edit the podcast and trim the stuff. That was such a struggle for me at first.
Uh-huh. But eventually you realized you had a nice voice.
Well, people are saying that I do have a very decent voice. Not really a very, very nice one, but some people do compliment me about it. And thank you. So after a while, right, if people validates you more often than not, sometimes you think, do I really have a good voice? But why am I doubting it? Is it because I personally don't think I have a good voice, or is it just my personal insecurity that's, you know, clouding my thoughts about it? We don't know, right? Because internally for me, I find my voice not as nice as, again, comparison against yours or against other podcasters that I'm listening to, right? But again, that's where it comes in. Like, do I let this insecurity like get in the way and for me not to start this podcast? Thankfully, I did not, because I don't regret doing this. And I really had fun, you know, I'm really having fun doing this.
And I'm so glad that you did pursue it, because now you get to help so many people. I'm really happy for us that even though we were very insecure and we still are insecure about some things, that we pushed ourselves out of that box and now we can reach more people.
That's true. Yay. Yay. This is true for everyone who's listening. You know, even though we do this, there's still a lot of things that we are insecure about. We're not here to tell you know what, don't be insecure, because that's really not possible, right? Yeah. There will be times in our lives that we get insecure. but we just need to learn how to, you know, manage them or overcome them. So this is where I guess I'm moving to my next part of my question, where, you know, how do we manage insecurities, Yen? Are there specific ways on how, you know, to foster growth and confidence from your end?
Yeah, well, a part of it, you know, you mentioned earlier validation. I mean, aside from validation, I think it's encouragement. It's so important to have a good support system. You know, even if it's just a few people, you don't need to have a lot of friends or a lot of family members who are rooting for you. But I'm sure every single person out there have at least one or two people in their lives who are willing to support them. And personally, for me, up to now, I need encouragement. So every now and then I would feel a little bit insecure. I would ask my parents, am I doing a good job? Are you proud of me? Or I would call one of my best friends and I would be like, do you think I'm doing enough? And it's crazy because, you know, if I weren't myself, I would think that I was doing enough. But for some reason, despite doing all of these things, I still feel this sort of pressure. Yeah. You know, it's really difficult not to compare yourself to others. And I just want to say that on this podcast as well, I subconsciously still compare myself to others.
Yeah.
But I have to remind myself that, you know, the mere fact that we're surviving throughout the pandemic, the mere fact that we have jobs and that we have everything that we have voices to use, you know, to speak and minds to think with. It's just, you know, it boils down to gratitude. And then when I realized how thankful I should be, then I stop comparing myself. So that's how I manage it. Support from a few people and then gratitude.
I agree. Like, I agree with everything that you said, because that's really how you help yourself, right? What sometimes, like what I said earlier, we see ourselves differently versus how other people see us. There's really a very thin line between tough self-love and toxic self-talk. Those two things are really, really so close to each other that you really have to know which is which, right? So for me, what really helps me overcome certain insecurities would be really affirming my value, which goes back to validation, as what you said, right, earlier. I also try to challenge my own thoughts and reflect on the good things. Sometimes, for example, if I get insecure about, did I perform well? Did I host that event well? Am I doing this podcast properly? Then I challenge that. Why don't I think so? What was the reason? What is the reason why I think I'm not doing well? But I still see people listening to me. Some people message me, which, by the way, guys, if you think that it's, you know, we bring value to you, those messages, I'm sure Yen agrees with me, really helps, because those are the times that, you know, we get affirmations as well.
And
yeah.
It's so helpful. Honestly, I just remember, especially the long ones. I feel like some people would probably feel a little bit guilty or shy that they sent such a long message, but I read the long ones.
Same.
Like, it's crazy that this is something that I share in my podcast as well. I always tell people that their presence has purpose, you know, that there's a reason why they exist. And, you know, having even a few supporters in your life, and even us right now having podcasts and being able to reach a lot of people now, we still need to hear that from other people as well, that, you know, we mean something to them and they mean something to us. It's really this, you know, reciprocation of gratitude and love. And we just really need each other, you know, because us as content creators and as hosts and everything that we do, we might sound incredibly confident and we have it all put together, but we still need other people to continue what we're doing.
Correct. It's true, because originally, what I was going to ask you next, you know, for us podcasters, or for you as a very popular TikTok influencer, there are times that we get, you know, we doubt ourselves, we get insecure, and we need encouragement. We need, you know, people to inspire us. But there are times that people look up to us because we're the one inspiring them through the mediums that we're using, whether it's podcasts, whether it's through our work, whether it's through how we talk to them. So how can an influencer influence others when they're down, or they themselves are down, right? So it's very interesting that I had this episode with Francis Kong, and he was saying, even him, you know, Mish, I'm in the business of, you know, telling people, inspiring others what to do. But of course, when I myself is down, who do I go to, right? I mean, I start doubting myself too. So I call my friends. I asked them. So it's truly like mind-blowing to hear such things, right? Like, he's admitting this to us that it's normal.
Exactly. Same with Francis Kong. You know, it's so funny. I have this one best friend and I'm so thankful for him. And since I'm a motivational speaker and similar to him, we're like, you can do this. It's in your mindset.
Yeah.
But I would personally still have days wherein I'm like, I'm telling people that it's all in their mind. It is all in my mind, but I think I'm about to cry. So I'm just going to call my best friend just to help me. So I would be like, hey, dude, I'm so sad right now. Like, can I just share with you what's going on in my life? And he would actively listen. You know, that's what's so important about active listening. You know, people in your life who would actually care about what you're saying. And I also talked about this in an episode, you know, active listening, it's so helpful in relationships, friendships, but also in the workforce. So that's that. I just need help sometimes too, despite being a motivational speaker.
That's true. At the end of the day, we are still humans ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We can feel tired. We can feel down. We can feel demotivated because we're it's just the same. We're not any special than our listeners, just to be upfront. Mm-hmm. What we're just doing is trying to share our experiences to them, to everyone who's listening. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it helps, right? Because there are days that we feel sadder than other days. And what really helps, again, for us and hopefully our listeners, whenever they feel those days that they know they're insecure and they want to build confidence, it's really affirming your value, prioritizing your own needs. And you challenge your own thoughts as well and reflect on the good things that you have. Like what Yen said earlier, sometimes we fail to enjoy now because we are always worried. We're always insecure. But then if you look back from whatever, how many years in the past, you'll realize, hey, I was doing a good job, you know? Yeah. So those are the things I guess I want to share to the listeners. Any final thoughts that you want to share to everyone who's listening right now, Yen?
Yeah, I mean, honestly speaking, I understand that a lot of us are having a hard time because of social media, because of the pandemic, and ultimately because of life. We have so many things that we want to accomplish, and sometimes we feel like there's not enough time. And sometimes we feel like there's no time at all anymore. Before starting content creation, this journey, you know, I wish to myself, oh, I started my YouTube channel when I was 7 years old. Imagine if I didn't let my insecurities get to me at seven, if I wasn't fearing getting bullied, I might be one of the big YouTubers now. Because I started when like YouTube started initially. But you just have to trust your journey, you know, and you just have to have faith that things will pan out in your favor. And ultimately, you know, God moves in mysterious ways. And I could vouch for that. I only ever dreamed and prayed for what I have now. And ultimately, even though I don't have everything that I want in this life yet, I just have to be grateful for the journey. You know, the fact that you and I, Kaminimish, and also the listener, that we're living and breathing and we're consuming this helpful content, and we still have the rest of our lives ahead of us. You know, there's still hope that you can accomplish all the things you want to accomplish, and you can be the person that you believe you're destined to be. So just take it one day at a time. That would be my final message.
Thank you so much. It's really great final message to everyone who's listening. And I hope you take that with you as we end this episode. But before we formally end it, I want to hear from Yen because she started a new season for her own podcast. So maybe Yen, you can invite everyone who's listening.
Yes, you guys. So my podcast name is Journey with Julian. I still have yet to have Mish on it. I'm sure we'll have her on 2020, like this year, this upcoming year, 2022. And, you know, my podcast, Journey with Julian, I started it with the intention to help nourish our mind, body, and spirit together on this journey called life. It's a self-improvement podcast as well. I hope you guys can give it a chance. You know, we could embark on this journey together and become healthier, happier, and wiser. Please do also follow me on my other social media. Might as well plug my other social media out. So it's just Julian Epapo on TikTok, Instagram, and I'll be starting, you know, weekly vlogging soon. So if you guys are into it.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Hopefully we get to see each other in real life next year.
I hope so too.
We can vlog.
I agree. I hope so too. I really wish I could see you in person because it's such a struggle, you know, doing all these electronic communications, yeah, which it gets tiring as well. But but I'm so excited for your future plans, and I hope for everyone who's listening, please do check out Yen's podcast. That's Journey with Julian.
Thank you so much.
That's it for today's episode of Misconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Misconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Misconceptions. See you in the next!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.